You are listening to Christian Audio's production of The Will of God is the Word of God by James MacDonald. This book is read by Jim Dennison. This audio recording was produced in 2017 by Christian Audio, which owns the copyright. No portion of this recording may be reproduced for any reason without prior written consent from Christian Audio. This edition issued by contractual arrangement with B&H Publishing Group. Originally published in English as The Will of God is the Word of God, copyright 2017 by James MacDonald, all rights reserved. Please visit christianaudio.com, facebook.com/christianaudio, or twitter.com/christianaudio to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles. I've been blessed to have many partners by my side in serving the Lord through more than 3 decades of local church ministry. Only one partner has been by my side every single day of doing God's will, and that's my wonderful, godly wife, Kathy MacDonald, to whom I dedicate this book. Forward. I was stumped. The hard decision of buying the new house was done. The final decision was to simply choose one of 4 options for the color of the trim. The salesman waited patiently as I tried to visualize which color would be most aesthetically pleasing while adding to the resale value of the house. As I pondered, my friend Ron whispered to the sales rep, "You won't believe this, but he wrote a book on decision-making." Well, it's true, and Ron's comment was both factual and funny, because the book is Decision-Making and the Will of God. A so-called decision-making expert shouldn't struggle to pick a trim color. However, the accusation is a bit unfair in that decision-making is more than 450 pages long and more theoretical than practical. When I wrote it, I was challenging an almost universal consensus on the nature of divine guidance, so I chose to be thorough. I felt like I needed to exegete every passage, address every issue, answer every objection, and apply the principles to every significant area of life. The result was a manuscript that was both exhaustive to write and exhausting to read. My original publisher wanted a second book closer to 150 pages in length. Their team was worried that a text with 24 chapters would scare potential readers away. But decision-making struck a responsive chord and sold more copies than any of us had expected. So even though a shorter, more manageable version was still needed, the publisher was not interested in competing with the longer book that was selling well, and the second book never got off the drawing board. Thankfully, Pastor James MacDonald recognized the same need and did something about it. He studied the scriptures and came to the same conclusions articulated in decision-making. Then he wrote his own book. The Will of God is the Word of God. It's much more than a pared-down version of someone else's ideas. MacDonald has given the church a rich exposition of biblical truth filled with wise insight and challenging motivation. Yes, this book is shorter, but it's also a pleasure to listen to. I used to teach a preaching class at Multnomah University. My favorite lecture was called Paint a Picture with Your Words. At the end of the class, I gave a week-long assignment to look for pictures in life that could bring color and clarity to a sermon. I then handed the students small paintbrushes that they were required to carry with them all week. MacDonald was not in my class, but he writes with a paintbrush in each hand. James MacDonald communicates with the passion of an articulate preacher and the gentle touch of a caring pastor. He has a gift for expressing practical theology in ways that instruct and inspire the listener to put principles into practice. This book is especially useful for the listener who's saying, "I need help for this decision right now." His 9 questions to ask before making any decision are filled with biblical wisdom. They give listeners guidance and confidence that it's possible to make decisions that are godly and wise. For some listeners, this audiobook will represent a paradigm shift. Haddon Robinson said that sacred cows make the best hamburger, but the meat can be hard to swallow. MacDonald helps readers digest new ideas by skillfully marinating the truth in love. I believe your initial taste test will whet your appetite for successive courses of a delicious meal. Don't tell my publisher I said this. But if you can buy only 1 audiobook on decision-making according to the will of God, this...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?